I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey, booze.
Oh, hold on a minute.
What is going on?
Sort your mic out.
Yeah.
Sort your mic out, love.
Hi, guys. Happy Monday.
Hope you're all
doing well.
Gorgeous Monday.
I hope it's been brightened because we're here.
I hope it's sunny. I hope it's
joyful.
I hope maybe some of you have sat by a pool, by the beach.
Do you know what? It's holiday season.
Because I always listen to podcasts when I'm by the beach.
It's all she
and
does.
I'm like, Grace, like this part, I always tap Grace.
She taps
I pause
I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to sleep.
I pause my podcast. I'm like, you're never going to guess what I've just heard.
Yeah, she loves it. She likes the Emma Legger one.
I like listening to That's So Sabotage. I like listening to The Girl's Bathroom. And I like listening to XOXO about
who's
Gossip
that?
And she interviews all of the Gossip Girl cast.
It's, who is that?
It is Vanessa from Gossip Girl.
It's her podcast?
It's her podcast and she interviews everyone.
Oh, interesting.
It's really good.
But obviously, your favourite podcast
is this one. Because I listen to our voice
all the time.
Over and over again.
She loves it, guys. She loves it.
Oh,
guys, who is watching Love Island?
Because we are.
It actually
it's got
this,
a bit boring.
Hold
at this
on a minute.
Point. When
this comes up, the
you'll
winner,
know the winner. Predictions.
Ekansu and
Davide. Oh, easy.
If it's not,
who's your prediction for second? Because I think that's more fun.
I really want it to be Andrew and Tasha. Number one, I love Tasha. Always have. Don't understand why she's been bullied.
I don't know why everyone hates Tasha.
Oh. You'll find this interesting.
Go on.
I watched Molly May's most recent vlog and she speaks about that.
And she stands up for Tasha, doesn't she?
She's like, I'm,
she's
Tasha.
I'm the Tasha of the season.
I love that because Molly May never speaks on Love Island. I like that she did.
And I like that we know now that she's watching it.
Yeah, because she doesn't have Twitter. Because she doesn't obviously speak about Love Island anymore.
But she's not spoke about it since.
But I love that she did that.
I love that she stood up for our girl,
but
Tasha.
I want Tasha to win.
Because she's donating the money.
Yeah, and also to see Lucas.
Lucas
face.
Is going to be so... Yeah, but whoever win, like, Lucas not going to win it now because, no offence, no one really likes him because of how
he's
horrible
so
he is to everyone. He's horrible to Tasha. He's controlling to Gemma. He's jealous of everyone. Like, he was jealous when Davide made things official with Ekansu. Like, his face,
he shitted on them.
His face was like a slapped ass. It's like, be happy for someone.
And he also doesn't think he's punching.
And I'm like, come on, babes.
Come on.
But any boy, like, even if you're a boy... And someone, the thing punching comes up. I feel like...
Why did you take that as a dick?
I feel like it's nice to be like, oh, I'm punching, like, my girlfriend's stunning. Like,
same.
Even if in your head you're like, okay, maybe we're on the same level of attractiveness. Or, like, I feel like we're on...
Why would you not just be like, yeah, I'm punching.
You wouldn't be
I'm
like,
so
oh,
lucky.
No, I'm not.
No, if my boyfriend was like, no, she's punching, I'd literally dump him. I'd be like, are you joking?
Even if you feel... Right, even if you feel like
maybe
that...
Maybe they are punching.
Maybe they are. Maybe yeah. It's a fact, yeah, they're punching a bit... You should be proud to say, like, oh, I feel like I'm punching.
Yeah, I have a hot girlfriend. You should be so proud of that.
Yeah.
That really hurt. And then he said, oh, Paige, you're ugly or whatever.
Yeah, he called Paige ugly.
Typical boy.
Literally the
typical
most,
boy.
I mean, I just hope
when you, like, reject them, they're like, well, you're ugly anyway. It's giving that
it's awful.
I don't know how that's going to go down when he meets Gemma's mum, because she's
She said he's a bully, and then now after hearing, imagine how angry you'd be as a mum if you're like, oh, I'm not fucking punching, like, if you heard that.
Gemma Owen as well, she's a stunner,
literally Madison
and
Beer.
She's really funny and she's really sweet. It's like, come on, get real.
Any boy should be proud to say it. That's what Paige said. Paige was like, any boy should be proud to say they're punching.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that. I absolutely hate that. I just want Tasha to, like, I want Luca. I want to see his face.
I want Luca. I don't want Luca to. I want the top four, the top three to be India and Thingy.
Yeah, but
I don't really like Dammy. I
love India. I don't like Dammy because he's just as much of a bully as Luca. But I just feel like Luca's worse.
I think Luca's worse.
Because at least Dammy hypes India
and also
up.
He's happy for people. Like, he was happy with Ekinsu and Davide.
And he
treats
India like a princess.
He does now.
But Luca,
I think Luca would make Gemma try and make Gemma feel, because he's insecure, he would try and make her feel insecure in the relationship. Like, he'd be like, oh, well, I'm not punching, you're this, you're that.
And he doesn't laugh with her. The other way. She doesn't laugh with
him. She always just looks trapped in the pool with him.
She looks upset, and then
she always just looks like she's, like, trapped.
That he, like, puts his arms around
They'll be in the pool, and then he always arms on the edge of the pool, so she, like, can't get out, and she always just looks like, help.
But then when she's a girl, like, she has really good fun, so I feel like, bless her heart, she's probably just...
But she does seem like she likes him. Like, you can't fake.
No. She does... I think she's getting a bit of the ick, though.
I think she might be, you know.
To be honest.
Because she's been like, oh, fuck off, but then I think she's always like that.
I can't believe she's our age.
She's younger than us. She's a couple months. She's our year, but she's like...
That's so scary.
She was 18 not that long ago.
She's so mature.
But I think she looks our age. Or do you think she looks older?
Older.
Do you think?
If I saw her on the street, I wouldn't be like, that girl's my age. I think she's at least 21.
Yeah.
And she has a really mature attitude.
She has a really, mature energy. And, like, everyone goes to her for advice, which is good. But I don't like that she wasn't happy about Ekinsu. Like, Ekinsu is so lovely.
She bitches
about
Ekinsu so much.
I know. Ekinsu, like, is obsessed with Gemma and, like, loves Gemma and sees her as her best friend. And she's always bitching about Ekinsu.
She's like, oh, Ekinsu just loves the drama.
Oh, the drama. Of course they have to do the big show.
I feel really bad for Ekin.
I know. I hope she watches it all back. Everyone is actually quite mean about her, apart from India.
Yeah. India never bitched about... Was India there when Adam said Davide's... No, she's...
I don't think India was there.
No, we love India.
No one stuck up for Ekinsu.
Yeah, I know. Bless her. Guys, I know it would be a bit old now, but last night was a talent show. I literally couldn't watch any of it. I exited the room.
I mean...
It was too cringe.
This week will be a very boring week of Love Island.
I hate this part.
I like the baby challenge, but...
I don't know. Give me the Twitter challenge. Give me the rank them challenge. I don't want this shit. I hate the baby challenge.
I like the baby challenge.
It makes me cringe because they like act like it's a real baby and they're like, oh, get out of the sun. Like,
and they go,
it's your plastic
they have
doll.
I wonder if, like, the producers backstage get to control when it cries.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. It's literally a baby ball. I don't want to watch this. And then I hate the final when they get all dressed up. They do the speeches.
Oh, well, they wear the prom dress.
You know?
And the prom dresses are always ugly.
Yeah.
They always have the most see-through ugly dresses.
You know, on the first year of Love Island, one of them proposed on the speeches. No one watched the first series. And
wait, a marriage?
Yeah, so they got engaged on Love Island. You know the speeches they do in the final?
Are they still together?
No.
Why do I feel like Luca will do that and Gemma will, like, have to run for the cliffs? Luke will be like,
if Davide proposed, Ekinsu would 100% say yes. She'd be like, yes, Davide.
She'd be like, surprise, I'm pregnant.
Oh my god. She wants a baby with Davide, it's so clear. She wants a child.
I honestly have never in the history of Love Island loved a couple so much. But do I see them working?
No. No.
I think if they win it together, they're
going
to feel the pressure to stay together.
I mean, Minnie and Liam just broke up, guys.
Oh, I saw that.
I think that's 100% got something to do with
it. Do you think, he's been...
Because I think he's been like, no, I think Jax is valid. I think Demi's valid. And then she's like, hold on. No, he's not. That definitely rehashed some feelings, I'm telling you.
Do you reckon?
100%. That's probably such like an elephant in the room in their relationship.
Because it's still like, she can watch that footage back and see how
and
he behaved.
Kind of
but then actually, I do kind of think this year's Casa Amor made Liam look really innocent. Because the way they behaved and they got forgiven.
I don't know how, like, I... I don't know how.
I think Liam just had a little kiss, whereas like they were all running around like getting new girls.
I mean, the way Jax behaved. My favourite meme was how's Gemma had to do with Jax and GCSE.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That was so funny.
That is too much. It's so true. Like, I would have literally had a meltdown if I was Gemma. How does she do both at the same time? Like, that's a girl
boss. And Jax, like, 4 years ago would have been even worse. Jax would have been a nightmare 4 years ago.
Oh, in his early 20s.
Yeah, we could actually do a whole episode on Love Island. I actually could talk about Love Island for years.
If Ekin and Davide don't win...
They have carried this season on their back.
It must hurt.
Their backs are breaking. They need a good old massage.
I will say, though, I had to forward her speech thing she did for the talent show.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this is too much. Because I thought she was going to, like, be really funny.
I thought it would be funny, but it went really serious. It's not funny, though, is it?
Andrew was funny. Little devil.
Andrew's was funny, but I wish he said the Luca and Gemma one, like, with more passion. Because, you know, he was like, scared. Oh, Luca's upstairs.
He was scared.
My guy pooing himself.
Luca might kill me.
Yeah.
I have to be careful. And I get
my guy saw Luca's creepy eyes looking at him.
Shut up. It's that picture of Luca with the bob. That literally follows me in my sleep. I see that picture of him in a bob everywhere. I swear. It follows me in that picture.
Oh, I do feel bad, bitching about Luca, but I think he deserves it because of how horrible he is to everyone.
I think he will have to do like a statement when he comes out.
But he's so stubborn, I bet he won't see. I know he didn't want to apologise to Tasha, and I know he was told.
My producers. You can tell. 100%. But even his family put a statement out being like, we don't accept his behaviour.
Yeah, they're even trying to comfort him.
I thought at least they would try and be like, oh no, like.
His family were like, oh, I'm sure there's like some sort of explanation because this isn't how Luca would normally behave.
Yeah, he literally was like, we don't encourage his behaviour.
So he even shows you.
Yeah, he'll look back on his archive and his stories and be like, what?
Yeah, be like, you didn't back me.
He'd be like, hold on, mate, you didn't back
Who
me.
Who was running this account?
Yeah, it's his sister, actually. She's really fun. I love when the family's on the accounts because it's so funny, their reactions to the episodes.
Do you know who's done barely any posts? I was really stalking them. Paige. Whoever's running Paige's needs to up their game because Paige's account, literally, let me show you, literally has like one post.
How many followers has she got? Because
she's got 800k.
And Gemma have hit a mil. India has like barely any. She's got, in my opinion, one of the best styles and the best makeup.
She has more than Tasha. Tasha has
what? Tasha has really good fashion. Those two girls have way more followers. India's not even hit 500k yet, and she's
incredible.
No, I think she had one of the best Instagrams when she comes out, if Paige. Not the best. Her and Tasha.
Paige has been shadow banned. I can't search for her name. I had to go on.
You serious? Her.
It's weird, isn't it? Maybe Jax has been reporting. I'm getting with Adam.
I actually would be surprised.
Look, she's not. Oh.
She's done those, hasn't
she? No, she hasn't. Look, this was January. She's only done this many.
How many followers has she got?
800k, it's quite a lot.
She's on the road for a mil.
Yeah, she'll get a
mil. I feel bad for Paige because everyone loved her at the start and then everyone turned on her.
But then in reality, like, maybe what she should have done is said, she should have, like, gone into the, you know, the bit where they say their opinion. I think the reason we don't like her is they're like, how can you just move on from Jax that quickly? But I think maybe she should have...
Shit.
You think she's a shit?
No, I think Jax was a little shit.
Yeah, so I don't blame her for that. But I think maybe to, like, not cause confusion, she should have maybe, like, had a conversation with one of the girls or, like, sat in the bit where they talk
beach
to
hut.
The beach hut, yeah. And said, like, oh, I'm going to move on to Adam because I've decided... I don't think it would work on the public with Jax after the way he treated me and spoke to me. I don't have hard feelings towards him. Like, if she said that, I think people would maybe have more respect for her.
Yeah, but she just
she just moved on and acted like Jax never happened, I think a lot of people are a bit confused.
Jax is still waiting in his taxi, ready to pick her up from the airport.
With his pants.
But, I don't know if you saw this, whoever's running Adam's account, someone commented on his picture being like, it's so obvious Adam's just got with Paige for the final. And then whoever ran his account replied to him, it was like, you've got to do what you've got to do. So that's a myth, and he's just using her for final.
That is mental.
Because why is he asked to be exclusive for the moment Dane for like a day?
I mean, even she looked a bit confused.
It's so obvious.
But I just think, bless her,
in the last week, everyone rushes and like tries to become boyfriend and girlfriend. So they
try and do the most, like
big gestures.
Big gestures and things. But no, I don't get this whole exclusive thing. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, what is that? You're either my boyfriend or you're not.
Like, what is...
Exclusive means you don't date anyone else.
So that is boyfriend.
Then your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Why do we have to add another step to this?
I think it's a lot of people in there don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend until they've met the parents. I think
maybe.
That's the issue. that was with India and Dami, and that's with Gemma and Luca. They don't want to become boyfriend and girlfriend until they meet the parents. So they're just
yeah, maybe like at least have like a week on the outside or something. Yeah. Like,
to be fair,
meet each other's friends.
I can call someone my boyfriend unless my mum approved.
I agree with Gemma on that one, but then I'm also like, in there, it's so intense. You can make your own life decisions. Like, as long as they're not, do you not think?
No, not if my boyfriend. I'd want my mum to meet them, and I'd also want to see, I'd want to rewatch the season.
See, I think I think I would want them to be my boyfriend first before I get my mum to meet them.
Really?
Because otherwise, you're introducing your mum to just a boy that you're like sleeping with.
Yeah, but if you're like serious about it, if you're like, oh. Actually, that's kind of true.
Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, how are you introducing them to your mum? This is my exclusive.
This is my lover.
Yeah. That's what you're introducing them as otherwise.
I don't know.
I think let them be your boyfriend, and then when your mum does, you can always dump them if your mum doesn't approve.
If your mum doesn't approve, I think it shows that they're right. Because I feel like mums, just as long as you're happy, if you don't approve, that shows they're a right little...
If your mum was like, he's horrible, I don't like him, then... they would have had to have done something quite bad.
Like Luca.
Yeah. I think she'll have a word with Gemma. I think she'll, when they go in, you know, they go in and they speak to the dude first.
Oh, she won't say anything there.
I think she'll say something privately to her, like not on cameras, and be like, he's being quite nasty to Tasha.
Yeah, because Molly May said when her parents went in privately, they said, you've been getting a lot of hate online. They didn't say it from the cameras.
Yeah, so that's probably what... And her, Gemma's mum will be like, are you okay? Probably. It looks in here like he's a bit possessive.
Oh, imagine if Michael Owen goes in. It was literally making me die at the talent show, that boy doing all the football shit. And I was like, you're literally doing that in front of Michael Owen's daughter.
You know what's really bad though? I didn't actually know who Michael Owen was.
Neither did I. Let's get real.
I didn't have a clue.
I didn't have Scooby.
I had no Scoobies who Michael Owen was.
Neither did I. I just know Wayne Rooney.
You know what would be kind of iconic? If. You know Romeo Beckham single now. She started dating Romeo Beckham. How
they
iconic
would
that be?
Well. They would really.
They would look really good together.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, can we like set them up, please? They went to nursery together.
Did they?
Yeah, she said I went to. I think someone asked, "Oh, do you know the Beckhams?"
I'm not a Perth.
And she went.
They would suit. Nursery.
They would really suit. He's single. She probably will be after Luca meets them up. Let's get them together.
Oh. Guys, we're talking about Love Island.
This sorry. Might as well be a Love
I'm so
Island
sorry
episode.
You don't even like Love Island.
Do you know what I'm obsessed with on TikTok? Love Island debrief. So I always go straight to and Twitter. I go straight to Twitter.
I go straight to Twitter. I see you like loads of stuff.
Do you go on my likes?
No, it comes up on my timeline because you have like a sparkle as your. Here comes the sparkle. Like
sparkle girl.
But today's episode isn't about Love Island. It's about Saint-Tropez and Monaco.
So we're going to be saying. Is this glamorous place where all the stars and all the rich and famous
is
go?
Is it worth it?
Is it what it's cracked up to be?
But we'll speak to you guys after the break.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, guys, we're back. We're talking about Saint-Tropez. We're talking about Monaco. We actually went literally today. We're filming this on a Tuesday. We got back from the south of France on a Friday. Now, this is fresh.
So it's very fresh, and we've got, like, our opinions on it. They're festered. And we've let them fester and we're ready to say them.
We actually went for 2 weeks. We actually went to 4 places, but we're going to do, the next episode is going to be about Cannes and Nice. Because I feel like Monaco and Saint-Tropez,
they have the same energy. Ballpark. For sure.
Yeah.
Even Cannes kind of does.
Cannes and very Nice rich.
As well. They've all got designer shops, so they're all kind of glamorous. But I feel like Saint-Tropez and Monaco are very...
You know them for being glamour.
Yeah, like you hear their names and you think rich people.
Yeah.
And...
It's true. It's fucking true.
I mean, yeah. So, what do we start with, Saint-Tropez?
Yeah.
So
we went for like 5 days.
5 days, 4 nights, I think, which was our longest. Was it our longest?
Yeah, our longest place somewhere was Saint-Tropez.
And
good decision.
Really good decision. And I kind of maybe wish we saved it till last because it was my favourite.
Yeah, it was so good, guys.
Like, it was amazing. And out of probably all four, that is the one place we want to go back to next year.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, I'd love to go back with a group of girls.
Same.
Because I feel like you can do the beach clubs. You can get, like, more of an atmosphere.
You can buy tables.
You can buy a bottle. It was so cool. You can get, if you get a bottle service, you get a massive flag with your country that you're from. It's so dramatic. But I don't know how much money you'd have to spend to get that.
I don't know either. We should have asked, but then we've got the wrong idea.
Yeah, they would have thought.
But yeah, Saint-Tropez is sick. We actually expect it to be as pretty as it is. Like, Saint-Tropez is stunning. It's like a village.
It's so beautiful. It's the cutest town. It's like, all the buildings are pink. It's like how you imagine the French Riviera.
It's literally
It's so beautiful. Stunning. It's like something out of...
A film.
We loved Saint-Tropez. But also, they've got all of the designer shops. And
oh my
there's,
God.
Like, a Dior cafe and a restaurant, which was amazing. There was a Louis Vuitton one.
It's a Louis Vuitton bar, guys. You can also eat there, but I just know the food would be ridiculous.
And then a lot of the beach clubs, like...
Go there.
One of the beach clubs, Lulu's, is sponsored by Burberry. Like,
the
restaurant... Like, everything is sponsored by a brand because of how, like...
Yeah.
Like, exclusive it is. We did eat cheese for most of the trip.
Right.
We mainly ate burrata. This?
The cheapest thing on the menu was always burrata. So for a week straight, for lunch and dinner, we just ate burrata.
And then it's not even like they had like a reasonable pasta.
Oh my like, God, no.
On the menu, the pasta like was 70 euros because it was truffle.
The pricing is crazy in Saint-Tropez.
So be prepared.
But
you can eat cheaper though and just go clubbing if you wanted to. You could just get a crepe.
But I wouldn't even say that because literally all of the restaurants were expensive. Like... If you wanted a cheap one, I think you'd have to go to like the supermarket.
There was the place that did the nice lady with the, we got wine and then we went there for a bit of tart.
Oh yeah.
They did.
That wasn't that cheap though.
An like 8 euro sandwich.
8 euros.
So if you wanted to be, it was a massive sandwich though.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be like, you know, but like cut costs, you could just eat like pizzas and there's no McDonald's though.
This is something we were really upset about.
There's no McDonald's.
But it was expected. We weren't really expecting McDonald's.
So if you, yeah, if you wanted to, you could just eat like a pizza every night and then go clubbing. But part of it is going to the nice restaurant. So having a nice bottle of wine and, you know, sitting there. So we mainly ate cheese.
Yeah, we ate burrata and then we can eat it again.
Like, yeah, even now, I don't think I would order a burrata again.
But the must-haves, definitely, we went to the Dior cafe for breakfast. Which I would recommend doing because it's the cheapest way to do it. Like, we literally got a croissant.
Or you could just go for a drink.
How much was the croissant?
4 euros.
4 euros. But if you go for the food, like, the baguette had, like, Dior on it. The knife
and fork had Dior on it. It's so cool. It's honestly amazing. And, like,
the background's incredible.
The umbrellas have, like, the famous Dior print. It's just so glamorous. And that place had been on my Pinterest board for years.
It's so cool.
And I can't believe we ticked that one off the bucket list. Like, Saint-Tropez and the Amalfi Coast were, like, my bucket list places to go.
And we did them, like, back-to-back.
And we did them in one summer, and I can't believe we did it. But, yeah, definitely want to go back next year. Like,
yeah,
I think go there. Well, I'd say, like, it's not actually the youngest of crowds. Because, obviously, like, not many people can afford to go. Like, we're very lucky to have been able to, you know, afford a trip there. So it's not very young, to be honest. It's more like 30-year-olds.
Mm.
There was a couple of groups. I did see, like... I'd say I saw more, like, young groups of people walking around than I did Amalfi. Amalfi's very couples, whereas you can't go there for a girls' holiday.
Yeah, it's more girls' trip. Other must-haves would be like Bagatelle, it's a really cool beach. All the beach clubs are really lively, but don't actually go to sunbathe.
No, don't go to sunbathe.
It's like £70 a pop. So there's a public beach next to all of these places. So go sunbathe there and then go to like Bagatelle for like
for a lunch.
And they get really lively. They have like DJs. Everyone gets up and dances. They're really good fun. Definitely do that, but it's nowhere near Saint Tropez.
And when you do these lunches, make sure you do the later sitting. So do like the 3 p.m. or 3:30.
It's the time to go.
One thing we noticed about like Saint Tropez and really the whole of south of France is everything happens so much later.
Yeah.
So like they must eat breakfast at like 11, lunch at like 3 or 4 p.m. and then dinner at like 10:30. Everything happens so late. So if you're booking dinners, book them for 10:30 and then you know you'll be in the lively. All of them have singers as well. All of the restaurants have live singers. It was so fun and lively.
What other beach clubs do we go to?
Well, the one to go to that I couldn't get us booked into was Club 55, which is the one that Bridget Bardot goes.
Oh, is that the original one? Or Lulu's.
Lulu's we really wanted to go to because the chocolate pizza, but we couldn't get booked in. But Bagatelle's good.
There's loads. Like, you'll find loads.
Any of them will be good, like any of them will be lively.
But they are like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, so that's the only thing about Saint Tropez is I would recommend staying in a hotel that has a pool because all of the beach clubs are 15 minutes away and the cab there and that, it costs like £70.
Yeah, and we did it every single day because it's too hot just to be walking around in the town. Like, you need to sit by like a pool or something.
So
you can go to the public beach, but again, you have to like get a 20-minute cab. Nothing is like actually, because Saint Tropez has a port with all the amazing yachts, there's no beach.
I would recommend, yes, staying somewhere with a pool. Definitely. So you don't do the beach clubs every day, or go in with a big group because then you can split the cost of cabs.
Yeah. Probably the best bit of Saint Tropez is L'Opera. Guys.
Holy shit.
It is the most incredible
club. Opera is the most amazing place I've ever been to. Sponsored by Dior. Everyone, all the waiters wear like really cool blazers and say, I'm a fucking good waitress.
And they're like by a designer.
Yeah, like sponsored again by a designer. Every second there's a new act going on.
Yeah.
Whether it be the waiters getting up and dancing, there's like massive tables in the middle of the restaurant where the acts like run throughs. If you get sat on that table, you literally watch acts run on your table.
Yeah.
And there's like trapeze artists, there's like cheerleaders
fire
dancing.
Breathers.
Everything you can imagine, and then obviously you get the people that order big bottles and get the flags, and it's just such a cool atmosphere. And then towards the end, like, we went inside, everyone dances around the table.
You can get up on the table, they give you sparklers, like, we were on the table.
It was so much fun.
It's so good, but I will say, we went again, and it is the exact same playlist every single night. Like, the music is the exact same.
So do that one... A like one a night
Friday
thing.
Or Saturday, and then
do it on
again.
And also, it was less crowded on the Tuesday we went in.
It wasn't as lively.
So I think make it a one-time
on
thing.
On a Friday or Saturday,
treat
like
yourself
out.
To a burrata cheese.
That's exactly what we ate. Because it's easier if you kind of run the risk if you don't have dinner booked, because it's like you're just hoping the
yeah you might not get
you
in.
So definitely book a dinner and then you're like in straight away.
How good is all the rosé as well? Every wine you order in the south of France will be good because it's like lovely, like pale Provence rosé.
Stunning.
It's just delicious. That was one of my favourite parts of being in France, was the rosé. Because we always like run the risk of buying like a dark rosé. We hate dark rosé. When it's sweet, it's awful. It's actually bumhole.
So we were lucky.
So every rosé is delish. It's the home of Provence rosé.
I would say Saint Tropez is 100% worth the hype.
Billion percent. But just be prepared. Everything is expensive. Yeah. It's so expensive.
It's like, we even went on a shopping day. I was like, oh, I'm going to get a cover-up. And I was like, no, I'm not.
All of the cover-ups like will be
£400.
Like £400 for like a market. Oh my God, the market. Go to the market. It's on a Sunday and a Tuesday. The market
it's
was
the only
incredible.
Place you're going to get something affordable.
I bought a bikini. I bought a lounge set. I was looking at they've got like a stall of Louis Vuitton thing.
Tell them about the towel.
There was a £400 Chanel towel.
Towel. And Grace said, like, oh, how much is this? She was like, 400.
And it was like, it looked really
I don't know why
it looked really used.
Chanel, but
It looked so good.
I was like,
no way. I also love how much they love Bridget Bardot there as well. Like, she's everywhere. Pictures of her on every street.
She's everywhere.
They are obsessed with the girl.
Fair enough.
Which, so are we, to be fair. She's an icon.
She's a legend. And she is a moment now. Come on now.
Did we make it onto a yacht?
No,
we didn't.
No.
Is there a next year? Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. And we walk past the yachts every night.
I know them other guys that are talking about the way I do it. We should have made that as a TikTok. Part of you trying to seduce your way onto a yacht.
But guys, it's so good. It's really dressy. It's really vibey.
This is another thing. Everyone dresses up so much to the nines. Like everyone, part of being in touch pay is dressing up as glam as possible. And we loved that because we always
usually
feel like
get judged.
When we go away, like, we feel awkward wearing heels or we feel like we're being judged, but Saint-Tropez is the place to be glam. Like, honestly,
anything
goes.
You'll
be embraced if you're in, like, the most dramatic gown. Like, everyone will love it. Wear heels, like, especially on Saturday and Friday night. Like, and it's not too hard to walk around either. Like, it's not really hilly.
Oh, my God. This is the other thing I absolutely love.
Italy.
No hills detected. No stairs detected. Not, like, an Africa.
It was so easy just to walk around. And we loved it. We absolutely loved Saint-Tropez.
10 out of 10.
I think
I'll actually give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I really want to go back next year. Like,
we are.
Hopefully with
we are
some friends.
It's amazing, guys. You have to go. And that's Saint-Tropez, really, isn't it?
So it's glamorous. Downsides, it's very expensive. And also ridiculous. Doesn't have, like, a beach.
That's
in
the
centre.
Thing I hate is you can't walk to a beach.
You could rent a Vespa though.
Walking to a beach and you can't do that.
A lot of people rented the Vespas out and like went to the beach.
Maybe
them,
we should next time we're going to electric scoot there.
Yeah. I feel like we always talk about electric scooters on this podcast.
Because it's the only way we can travel.
Yeah, we're
no
driver's license.
I have one. I have an electric scooter.
Bring it.
I got it for getting into the Ursuline.
Did you?
Yeah, because I'm on foot bag.
Imagine bringing it as like an extra baggage on the.
My sister got into grammar school and she got like something really nice and she felt bad when I got into Ursuline, so she got me an electric scooter.
She said our school's name.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't go there anymore. But yeah, so that was Saint-Tropez. And the next bit, we're going to be talking about Monaco.
Monaco.
So we'll see you after the break.
We are going to Monte Carlo.
We're back,
bees.
And it's time to talk about Monte Carlo. What did you think Monte Carlo was going to be like?
Okay, for some reason, I thought it would be more of a city.
Oh.
I thought it'd be bigger than what it was.
Oh my God, it was
because like the
tiny.
Movie makes it look like really big. We watched it,
guys. Monte Carlo, Selena Gomez, Blair Waldorf, and
the other girl from Gossip Girl.
What a banger!
It's such a good movie.
We watched it, actually, not in Monaco. We watched it in Nice.
When we got home. And it was,
and it was genius.
It's an absolutely genius movie.
And it's filmed in Hotel de Paris. Which
but
is
do
like
you not think
hotel.
It makes Monaco look a lot bigger? Do you agree with me on that one or not?
Yeah. But all they really show is the hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
true.
You know.
I don't know. I envisioned it to be bigger, but I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that it's small.
It's basically like we were staying on the bottom of the hill because that's like the only place with affordable hotels. And then you have to walk up a hill and it's basically like a big square. It's got a casino. It's got Hotel de Paris. It's got restaurants. It's got
designer
stores,
shops.
They've got a street of designer shops and then they've got like another section.
And that bit is Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
That is what you call Monte Carlo.
It's what a cool name, though.
Oh, Monte Carlo.
Guys, I was actually talking with my granny, because my granny has travelled everywhere.
Has she been to Monaco?
She went to Monaco, obviously. She also went to Nice. And she was telling me about how... You know the casino we went in?
Yes.
We actually went to this casino. So back in the olden days, you couldn't go in as a female. So they got...
Would you have to go in with a male?
Yeah, so they bought some dresses, got changed behind a bush, and just stood outside this casino and then found two like really handsome men and got them to take them in the casino on their arms.
Oh my God, that is iconic. That is iconic.
Guys, my granny's like
she should,
the biggest icon.
You should get her to write all of these stories down. Like,
I literally can't keep up with her.
You could make a book.
I'd go anywhere and she's like, oh,
I've been there.
And it's so, it's because her mum lived in Paris.
And you're living her life.
You know, how cool is this, right? My granny's mum... when she was about 70, moved to California with two gay men.
What?
Yeah, because She never, like, found a partner or a husband. She just met these two gay men, became best friends with them.
Okay, why is that a move? Why is that something we would probably do?
They just moved to moved to California for 10 years with two gay men.
Two gay best friends?
Yeah.
That is something we would do.
That's so iconic. Sorry. That's such a ramble. We actually went to the casino, guys. We didn't gamble because we aren't gamblers. But
say no to gambling.
It's incredible. It's gold. It's beautiful. Stunning.
And the fact that your granny is...
been in there
at the same age. She went to
Saint Martin, went to Nice. My granny's well travelled.
Has she been to Saint-Tropez?
No, not Saint-Tropez. I didn't really ask, but she
it probably wasn't the glamorous place. It probably was just a cute town back then.
Monaco was like the place then, and it still is now. Probably because of Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly.
Everywhere said Princess Grace.
And I really felt embraced as a Grace there. Because when we went into book, thanks for naming me this. We booked a restaurant and the Italian man was like, I was like, Grace, he's like the princess. I was like, yeah.
Wee.
Like the princess.
Wee wee.
Wee wee.
Yeah, they loved it. Our name was Grace. We went to actually some really nice restaurants. We didn't really go into the touristy ones at like everyone, like Hotel de Paris. We actually went to some really nice Italians.
We went to Cipriani's, which is a chain, but it's like, you know you're going to get a good meal.
The best food ever. The vanilla cake.
I love Cipriani's. Is it Cipriani's or Cipriani's?
I don't know. I say Cipriani's, but maybe it is Cipriani's.
You know why I started saying Cipriani's? It's because she said it in a Lana Del Rey song.
Does she?
Cipriani's.
Because it's in New York. We went to it in London, guys. It's the best food.
I think it's in Off to the Races. Cipriani's basement, the real over town. Because I'm crazy, baby.
It's really nice. What was the other Italian we went to?
It was in the middle of Monte Carlo. Oh.
And it was actually really well priced.
Ricordi, Rilordi,
something like that. There's also a really nice like older town bit out of Monte Carlo, which is stunning. It has like a Mage and a Sandro, so it's still really up.
It's the vintage designer shops. They were amazing.
They were so good.
You know what I really wish I maybe bought? Those Chanel Rose shoes.
They weren't your size.
They were a size too big, but I could have tried them on and like wangled them.
See,
not keen?
No, they weren't a wow.
Well, they're pink, and I've kind of banned colour from my wardrobe.
See, I actually preferred that. Grace found like a dual dress and blazer. I think that was way more wow than the Chanel.
But like for a white blazer and a white. Was it cream or white?
White.
It was a white play suit, but it was like a bustier, like little play suit with a matching blazer.
Mm.
And I picked it up and I was like, oh my god, that is stunning. But I didn't want to try it on.
Because you've got a fake tan.
In case I got a fake tan on it or makeup.
That was a good decision.
And I knew I probably wasn't going to buy it. Like,
get real.
Let's be real here.
Get real, get out.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah, that was a good decision, I think.
Yeah, I think that was a good choice. But I would love to just see what it looked like on. Because I feel like we never walk into stores and find things we love.
No.
It's nice to have a browse.
I love a vintage design store.
I think it's so much more fun than a normal one because you just don't know what you're going to find.
And they were all in the area with like the Mage and the Sandro, which is a really stunning area just outside of Monte Carlo. But it's like a 20-minute walk.
Mm.
It's lovely.
It must be another famous part.
Yeah, for sure. We were really laughing, guys, because we were trying to save money and we had a chip butty for lunch.
Yeah, we literally... And we were like, we went and had some chips.
All the way to Monaco and we're having a chip
butty. And then we ordered a roll.
It
hit different.
It did hit.
You know when you just crave... Do you ever just crave chips? Like the saltiness
of it. Always craves chips. It's like your crave.
Like French fries. Like when they're really thin. Chips isn't a bad craving.
No, but you're going to be like smelly. You're going to have like McDonald's chips now.
I don't ever want to be pregnant.
I don't know what I'm going to crave. My mum craves cereal with me.
The thought of being pregnant, mate, like I don't have a maternal...
bone in my body.
No, I have a maternal bone for a child, but not to actually be pregnant.
See, I like the idea of being pregnant, not the idea of having a child.
Really?
Yeah, I hate the idea of being pregnant
because I feel like I'd feel weak. Because I'd be like waddling around and I feel like everyone would
pass you shagged.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
And like everyone
when they're like, oh, we're trying for a baby.
Ew, why would you say that? Why would you go around saying that? That basically means
you're just shagging with no condom. I don't want to know that.
That's disgusting.
Like, you know when teachers would be like, we're trying? I'd be like,
No one wants
literally
to know that.
Literally hold that piece of information just to yourself because I need to know that today.
Or like, oh, we're really... I mean, when people say we're really struggling... Like,
that's fair enough.
That's fair enough.
I completely understand that.
I get that. But when like, it's like, trying. we're trying.
Or it's like, we've been trying for 2 months. It's like...
You don't really need
take a break.
You don't really need to renounce that, do you?
Why don't you just watch a movie?
Just wait till you're pregnant and
watch
then announce
movie.
It.
Oh, stop it. Actually, stop it. What did I even see in Monte Carlo?
Pregnancy cravings. What do you think yours is going to be?
I'm worried because my mum was a vegetarian for 15 years and then with my sister, who's older than me, her pregnancy craving was hamburgers and she became a meat eater.
So if it's... it could be chicken, it could be Nando's chicken or like...
Mine could be Nando's, you know.
You know what it could be? Prawns. I feel like you look at me when I get prawns and you're like, I want the juice.
I like a prawn peel
She likes the prawn juice.
Well, I once in Italy tried Grace's juice from a mussel. Like, not even the mussel juice, like the pasta juice.
You know, like, you get mussels in white wine sauce. She literally
garlic
dipped.
And chili. I dipped a bit of bread in it.
Yeah, but I think you could have just been ill from something else.
No.
There's no way from a bit of juice.
No, my body has never reacted like this to anything in my life. Like, I'm quite a sicky person. I throw up all my food because my body just doesn't like anything. But I've never, like, I can't actually describe what happened. But it was nothing I've ever experienced before. And the only difference was I ate a bit of mussel juice.
But I know you look at my muscles with envy.
No, it's not even the muscles, it's the sauce. It's the sauce. It's the garlic and white wine sauce.
It's so good.
And I loved prawn peel pill. That was like my favourite thing in life.
Oh, you're going to, like the one in La Cala, you're going to Spain. And,
I'm going to Espona. Don't even.
You're going to miss out.
Well, whatever. I'm saving the planet 1 foot at a time.
Saving prawns life.
Yeah. Let's save some prawns. Anyway, what else about Monaco? Oh, the beaches are really nice. They're actually way more affordable than Saint-Tropez. It's not really like beach clubs. It's more just like...
I don't know if we went to the main beach. There's a place called Monte Carlo Beach and we didn't go to it.
No, because it was really far. The one we went to was the nearest beach from us.
Oh.
But it was nice.
It was a lovely beach. It was very calm.
And what we started doing, which we learned from Alfie, is we said, we're just going to go to our hotel.
We're going to pop back to the hotel and go and get a sandwich.
We go and get a sandwich from like a shop for like £5 and eat that instead of having like a £30 pasta.
But to be fair, like you can half a pizza for a tenner each.
Yeah. That's so true, actually. But if you want like a substantial sandwich and like crisps, then just say you're going to go to your hotel room.
Vanessa's sister.
That's what we did. We're so naughty. Anything else about Monaco you want to add? The cars are amazing, guys.
Oh my god, it's very flash. It's very flash, and that is what you get in Monaco. Like, I would say it's such a good place to go with a boyfriend, because like, boys would just love it.
My dad was shitting his pants.
Like, boys would love the boats. They would love seeing the fancy cars. It's very boy orientated.
Yeah, it is. But then, as well, the thing I love is the females. I wore like a really puffy pink dress in Monaco and I was like, oh, I'm overdressed. Guys, there was people in feathered floor gowns. Like,
there was people in gowns. I think we were there when there was some sort of event.
It was just
gala or something, because
the people were just wearing like
people walking around in gowns.
And I was like, what is this? Is this the Met Gala?
But yeah, I would love to go back to Monaco. Like, the more I talk about Monaco, I'm like, oh, I really want to go back.
Same. All these places I want to go back to, like...
This is the thing with this gap year. It's like, I thought we would dislike more places than we do.
There hasn't been one place that sticks out.
There's not one place that I'd be like, I would never go back there.
I want to go back to every single place we've been to. She went, the one probably lowest on my list is Amsterdam.
Same, and probably Nice. I did like Nice, but...
When you were there, you were like, this is so much nicer than Cannes.
Yeah, but now I look back and I'm like, I think I prefer Cannes.
Hard one.
I don't know. We'll discuss that in the Nice episode.
Yeah. Our next episode next Monday is about Nice, about Cannes, and we're also gonna do a Q&A.
About like
travel.
Travel and like holiday travel. Like, this is holiday season.
Yeah.
It's August, we're in the peak of it.
Yeah. We wanna answer your guys' cues. I thought we're quite prepared now.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer's commencing.
Hot girl summer's here. It's thriving.
Our hot girl summer's over.
I feel like, yeah, we've got going on family holidays,
which they're fun.
I mean, okay, I'm not gonna lie. Did you think you were gonna have a summer romance? We could talk about this. Let's talk about this next.
Let's talk about summer romance. Let's talk about summer.
Yeah. Because maybe we could ask them for their holiday romances.
Oh, we could do a whole episode about summer romance.
Yeah.
Summer love.
Okay.
Happy or blessed. This is the other thing actually I wanted to talk about is the fact that, so we've done, after our next episode, we filmed all our like summer locations. So we want to just take a break a little bit from the travel, you know, and we're going to just do like a bit more general podcast.
Girly, like girly episodes.
Yeah. So we need your guys' suggestions. Please go over to our Instagram at Everybody's Brunette
and DM tell us things you want us to talk about.
Yeah, like, is there an episode you want about
handbags,
save or splurge? Is there an episode you want about our biggest career regrets?
Our opinions.
Like, let us know what you guys want to see. And then we have some really exciting episodes coming out.
Like, you're really not ready.
And they're going to be live from the location, which is the first time we're doing
like, every week we will, like, normally we bulk record because we don't really have time to come in every week, but like these are going to be like live from, well, not live as in like live stream,
but like we're going to film them in the location, which is number 4, but yeah, we're just really excited.
You know what, I'm really happy with how the podcast is going, and I think, yeah, if you could give us some ideas of what you would want to listen to if we're not talking about a trip, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it'd be really helpful. So please DM us on our Instagram or you can email us as well. But yeah, we will see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.